Here's what I want to share with you. As we've been walking through this this process, as we've been looking ahead to building and what that takes, what that looks like, what it's going to require from us as a church family to do that, we've encountered a few things and we've taken a few steps as we've began to work through that process. There's pretty strict requirements that are put on us by the county as we look at building, as we look at developing the property. And so we had sat down with a couple of builders and asked some questions. And upon their recommendation, what they asked for us to do and what they recommended for us to do is to sit down and to work with an architect to try to get some clarity on the church property, on where buildings can go, on some of those things. And so for us, that's what we did. Back in February of last year, we began to meet with an architect to lay out some concerns, let them look at our property, let them look at where we are right now in terms of size and some of those things, the space that we're using here at the school, and for them to kind of share with us what's possible. And so we began that process back with stewardship team, meeting with the architects, and sat down and worked through that process. And they came back with some ideas for us, some sketches, some processes, and some of those things that that they wanted us to walk through. And we've been walking through those and looking at those. And so if you're curious about what that kind of looks like, there is a board back there by our Next Steps table that details out their initial drawings of what they think is possible in our church property. And so as we look at moving ahead in that, that we are able to build total square footage on the property, provide parking for all of that, somewhere north of 60,000 plus square feet. And so that's kind of what's possible, what we're capable of being able to do. And yet, if you know anything about building, it costs a lot of money. And so we also looked at, with stewardship team, of trying to figure out for us as a church family, what is possible for us in terms of financially, what would be doable, what would be reasonable for us. And so we began to walk through that process and to look at that, and still continuing to walk through that process. As we look, what's drawn on the drawing back there would be phase one of this project. And that would be about 15,000 square feet of space, which would accommodate somewhere around 400 people in sanctuary, another 200 or so kids and adults on the outside of that space, around the sanctuary as you look at those drawings there. I do want to say this, the drawings are by no means finalized. At this point in time, they're a box for us just to kind of have some ideas. So as we continue to walk through the process and the months and time ahead, we'll put a team together that will actually look at the square footage, look at where bathrooms need to be, where classrooms need to be, where walls need to be, all of those kind of things. And so we're not there yet, but we are on the front end of knowing that for us to build about 15,000 square feet of space in phase one, that we're looking at approximately $2.75 million to make that happen. That includes all the site work that is going to have to be done. That includes furnishing the building, sound system lights, all of those things. And so that's where we are at this point in time. Again, those are estimates based on where we are in the moment, and those numbers we don't believe are going to go up any. Depending on how long we are before we break ground, we believe that we're on the high side of those numbers. We do think they could come down, right? Which is good. Amen. And so we're walking through through that right now. Part of the process for us to be able to build is to get approval from the county. Which means after meeting with the architect, we had to bring a civil engineer on board to actually put the plans together to submit to the county based on drainage, stormwater, building size, all of those kind of things so that the property can be developed for us to use as a church facility. And so we're working with him right now. He intends to have that finished up, those plans turned in by the next couple of weeks or so. And we expect to have notice by the end of the summer at the latest of the ability for us to actually do on the property what we think is possible there. And so as we look at that, that would put us in a spot where when we get to the summer, the end of the summer, when we get that approval from the county, there's really nothing standing in the way for us to break ground with the exception of finances. And so one of the things that the stewardship team has looked at and worked through, and I want to ask if stewardship members, if y'all are here, if y'all will stand up, I just want people to be able to see you, and that way they'll have an idea of who you are and look at you. All right? If you have any questions about that, you can talk with any of them. But the goal that that stewardship team and looking at those numbers, looking at what it's going to cost, wants us to be incredibly cautious as we walk through this process. The last thing that we want to do as a church family is to take on an extreme amount of debt, and we don't want our ministry in this community to be hindered because we're trying to make a mortgage payment on a building. And so in working through those numbers, the stewardship team has said, we really believe that we need to raise 50% of that on the front end before we begin construction. Construction process would probably last anywhere from 10 to 12 months from start to finish. And so that's the recommendation of stewardship team as we look at that. So after we worked through that with the stewardship team, looking at the finances of where we are, the decision was made to pull a team together to look at raising money, to put a capital campaign team together. And in that, we wanted to do it in two sides. One is a finance side, to look at the numbers, to evaluate those. And I want to give you the names of those who are serving on this team. Any of these people can answer questions that you may have. And if they don't have an immediate answer, I promise that we will get that information to you. And I want to ask you if you would stand up when I call your name if you're here. Chuck Graham, Michelle Allen, Jason Wilson, Dennis Whitman, Tommy Lovett, and Katrina Pearson. So these six people have been tasked with the finance end of the capital campaign, looking at how do we raise the money, what outside opportunities are there, looking forward if we take on a note to pay, who do we need to go through to do that, researching all of those things. And so they've been working diligently to answer some of those questions. But also in that, in the capital campaign team, that's the finance side. We have a marketing side as well. And so I want to introduce you to those people as well. And if you'll stand, David Yawn, Jay Carricker, Megan Curlin, Mary Whitman, Brittany Guido, and Aaron Berg. As we began to walk through this with the stewardship team, we were looking for people who had experience walking through a fundraising process, either from a finance perspective or from a marketing perspective. And those were the names that came forward in that as we began to walk through that process. So here's where we are right now. We will, on April the 9th, we will present the capital campaign to you, which is called Beyond, Rooted in Christ, Growing by Faith. And we're going to present all of the information, detail out all the facts that are going on, how much money we're trying to raise, all of those details, how we're going to walk through that capital campaign process. Commitment Sunday, to turn in commitments for a three-year campaign, will be on April the 30th. And again, all of that information will be given to you on the 9th as well. And I want you to be aware of that. I want you to know that we want to be as transparent as we can as we walk through this process. We want to let you know, church family, what's going on, what our needs are, where we are in the process, and what we feel like moving forward looks like. And again, ultimately, the decision to break ground, the decision to take out a node, any of those decisions are going to be church decisions. It'll be a vote that we'll take here for all who are partners with us, members with us here at North River Church. And so at this point, those are the broad brushstrokes of the details of where we are in this process. Now, here's what we know. We know that, number one, God hasn't brought us this far to leave us where we are. We believe God wants to open the doors for us to be in a permanent facility down the road. And so we trust that God is going to do on his part what needs to happen for that to happen. And yet we also know that it's going to require something of all of us as well. It's going to require us to be generous, to be sacrificial in our giving. And we want to let you know that we are praying through this. We are trusting God through this. And we're excited to see him do things that could only be explained by his power at work throughout this entire process. And so I do want to ask you to pray as we begin to walk through this process over the next month or so together, to pray for that. Join us next Sunday night as we prayer walk the property. If you have questions, love to answer those as best we can with all the information that we have at our fingertips. And we will also have another family meeting with opportunity for questions and answers in the coming week. So I want you to know that we want to be able to offer that to you as well. So that's where we are in the process. That's what it's going to look like over the next few weeks moving ahead. And we trust that God's going to do some incredible things as we're faithful to walk that process with him by our side. Thank you for being here. Love you, church. Look forward to seeing you next Sunday.